Well, again, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV here on this lovely Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Thank you for being here. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this podcast. Make sure that you like, subscribe, comment on this podcast. Give me a five-star review in iTunes. It helps Apple get the word out about this amazing podcast. If you like the content, make sure that you tell all your friends about it. Just simply forward them the link, davidtrigg.com/podcast, and they can listen to this content anywhere and anytime they'd like. Talking today about how to wait on God, how to wait upon God. You know, this is something I talk about a lot because it's one of those big challenges in my life. To wait is just difficult for both of us, right? I don't like to wait. Especially when I have a vision for my life. I want to succeed. I want to see things happen. I want to change my life. I want to change the world. You know, we all have these amazing dreams and passions and visions. And yet when things take forever, you have a choice to make. Are you going to keep waiting on God, or are you going to take matters into your own hands? And what happens is that when we take matters into our own hands, things usually might be good for a little bit, but then eventually it all falls apart, right? You know what I'm talking about? I know that's been true of me, but what God says is to wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 53 says, wait upon God. It says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When you do things on your own, it's tiring. You run out of strength. But when we wait upon God, He renews your strength. He gives you new visions. He gives you new energy to persevere. Here in my computer, I have a sign or a little post-it that says, never give up. But the one next to it, it says, pray at all times. And there's really a balance between the two. I would say that 90% of life is never giving up. But that last 10%, that's the part where you have to say, pray at all times, wait upon the Lord. Obviously, He's the one who controls 100% of life. But we can't just sit around either, right? You have to do all that you can to make things happen, to push, push, push. But when things aren't working, that's when you realize that God is really in control, that you really have to just surrender to God. And that's that 10% that I'm talking about. So I want to give you three tips on how to wait upon God. How do I try to do that? Number one is to become more spiritual. Become more spiritual. What I mean by that is that even though you go to church and you read your Bible, you may not yet be trusting God for your life. I know for me, that happens all the time. I talk a lot about God. I preach, I sing, I teach about God. But am I really trusting Him for my future? Well, not always. And so that's why to actually become spiritual is different than just believing in God. It means that you put everything in God's hands, that every morning you say, Lord, this is your day. I love how my mother-in-law would always tell me that whenever she was going to make a big decision in her life, she would always turn to the Lord and say, Lord, how are we going to handle this? How are we going to handle this? Trust in God. Put your life in His hands. Go to work, and on the way to work, instead of listening to whatever you do, listen to God's word on tape or on audio or iPhone or whatever. And learn to say, God, my life is in your hands. My job is in your hands. You're a student. You're dealing with stress at school and work and church and all these things, your parents. Every morning, every evening before you go to bed, put down the phone, stop watching Netflix videos or Instagram, and turn to God and say, Lord, I need you. I need you to actually take over. This is the 10% that I need your help in. Number two is to actually learn to trust in people. Learn to trust in people. This is another thing that can be hard for many of us that are doers and kind of we lean on just our own strength. We have a hard time trusting in people. Yeah, maybe you talk to your mom, or maybe you have a friend or a sister, but actually relying on mentors or coaches, actually asking someone for help beyond your family can be a very difficult thing. But the Bible once again says it clearly. Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That means that you're not in charge of your life, that you actually have to say to God and to friends, hey, you know what? I need you to pray for me. Every time that I go through struggles at church or at home or with my own goals and aspirations, I tend to isolate from people because I feel ashamed or I feel embarrassed that I'm not succeeding the way that I wish I was. But the opposite needs to happen. Those are the moments where you need to even more call your friends back, reach out to a mentor, talk to your pastor, look for a coach. Yes, your mom is great. Yeah, your family is amazing. Obviously, that's number one. But after your family and even after, quote, God, it's important that you look for help from people. It might be someone online. It might be a podcast. It could be this Trick Podcast of Joy. I hope it is. It might be something on YouTube. But I recommend that you talk to an actual human being, someone who's been there, done that, someone who's not going to judge you, who's going to love you and give you guidance and advice. And then number three is just the value of always learning. Keep learning. Sometimes the reason why we're not maybe advancing in our careers or in our goals and dreams is because we are stuck. We don't know what to do next. Well, that may be a sign for you to actually go and learn something new. Go to school, learn a new skill. If you're stuck in a certain area at work, go and take a course and learn all that you need to learn in order to advance. Just because you're stuck doesn't mean that you can't get yourself out of that hole. Most people feel overwhelmed and underqualified for their jobs or for their marriages or to know how to graduate from college or how to get through school. All of us feel the same way, but those who make things happen are those who look for help and who learn new skills. They say that leaders are learners. I love to say that leaders are also readers. Read good books. On my shelf, I have every night at least 5 to 10 books that I skim over, that I'm reading. I'm not a perfectionist when it comes to reading every word. I skim, I read, I fast read, I speed read. I listen to a million podcasts, videos on things that I want to learn about. I'm always learning because that's how you pick up a lot of ideas. Also, you learn just by being with people. When I go and meet with my team or I go see a friend or I even just go for a run or walk with my wife, I'm always listening, saying, Lord, what are you teaching me in what they're saying? In how they would have done this differently, and what they do when faced with similar problems. Learn from people, trust in God. And then maybe I'll give you a bonus one, a fourth one, a bonus round. This is the fourth tip. See obstacles as invitations to intimacy, not as detours. See obstacles as invitations to intimacy, not as detours. So what I mean by that is that sometimes you'll face a difficult challenge. You get fired from a job, or your wife says that she's not into you anymore, or your boyfriend cheats on you. Really difficult things come our way. Instead of seeing them as detours to your plan, see them as an invitation to intimacy with Christ. Use these painful opportunities to say, Lord, I have been doing it my way, but now I'm ready to follow you. Please help me, Lord. I need you to help me. Please, God, I need you to be a miracle worker in my life or in my body or with my friends. Lord, I need you. Recently, I had a friend who called me crying, and she said, Pastor Trigg, I'm in tears because I'm gonna the person who I rent from is kicking me out of my house because he's saying that I'm not paying the rent on time and it's not true. I have all my receipts, blah, blah, blah. She said, I'm calling you because instead of me going and yelling and screaming at him or at God, I want you to pray for me. We prayed. Things went well. I asked her, hey, how did things go? She said, you know what? It was just a big misunderstanding. Everything's fine now. But her moment of truth was her calling instead of her getting mad and taking matters into her own hands, which she could have done very easily. She saw that obstacle as an invitation to intimacy with God. She said, Lord, I need to trust in you right now in this moment of truth. In the same way, you and I need to see every difficulty as an invitation. Look to God. Are you frustrated at work? Is your commute super long? Are gas prices incredibly high? Are you having a problem in your body? You're not losing the weight. You're not getting ahead at work. Use these obstacles, not as a time to get mad, but as a time to turn to God and say, Master, I need your help. Lord Jesus, will you do something amazing? And if he delays or if things don't happen in your time, go back to waiting. Say, Lord, this is not what I wanted or not what I expected. This is not happening in my timeline, but it's happening in yours. Trust in the Lord. lean not on your own understanding, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, in my life, as you know, I love to do music and pastor and coach and podcast and all these things. And sometimes it's difficult when I don't see the results, when I don't have all the things that I wish I had. But every time that I give that over to God, miracles happen. Just the other day, I was with a friend, and she was telling me, I love listening to your podcast. It's great advice. I love your consejos, is the word in Spanish, your advice, your mentorship. And I listen to it all the time. It helped me so much to know that God is using every word, every thought, every action that we take, and he's going to do something great in his time. Don't worry that you don't have the results that you wish you had. Don't worry that your body isn't where it is. Don't worry that your finances are still low even after all these years. You may say, but man, I've been waiting for so long. How much longer, oh Lord? I always think of Jesus on the cross. He said, Lord, it is finished. It is finished. And as he hung on the cross, dying, suffering, having to go through the worst of pain, he knew that he did that because something had to be finished. He had to do all this for the sake of saving you and me. He endured the cross, says in Hebrews 12, for the joy set before him. Endure. Don't give up. Keep waiting. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Keep seeking. In God's time, in his time, things will happen and you will have the victory. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you like, subscribe, comment if you like this episode, this quick and very hopefully to the point podcast. I hope that you can share this with your friends. Make sure you give me a 5-star rating on iTunes so that we can get the word out to more and more people. Share this episode with your friends. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.